Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, your national beacon of liberty. Now, here's your Voice of Freedom, Brent Johnson.
The United States invaded Iraq to prevent Saddam Hussein from using weapons of mass destruction. But Saddam Hussein had no WMD. The Bush regime continues to tell Americans that the economy is healthy, but more people than ever are out of work or barely making ends meet. The United States is seeking to spread freedom around the world, but Americans are among the most tightly regulated and controlled people in the world. According to some experts, fluoride prevents tooth decay. Others say fluoride hurts your teeth. It continues endlessly. But how do you know any of it is true? How do you know that what you are reading in newspapers or magazines, hearing on radio, or watching on television is really happening? How do you know that the results of so-called official polls are true or even accurate? If I was to tell you that an estimated 15 to 30 million people have successfully and legally stopped paying federal and state income taxes, would you believe me? It happens to be true, though you will never see such a story in the mainstream newspapers. You will never see a story on television about a citizen awarded damages by a court due to taxes unlawfully withheld by his employer and illegally taken by the IRS. But nonetheless, it has happened. We are told there is a crime problem. How do you know it's true? You aren't taught that in order for there to be a crime, there must be a complaint filed by a damaged party. You aren't taught that a traffic ticket or citation for jaywalking or any number of regulatory fines are not legal crimes. You aren't told that according to the Bureau of Prisons, 3/4 of the U.S. prison population are incarcerated for nonviolent crimes or crimes that have damaged nobody. Yet, if there is no damage, there can be no crime. Simply because the government says that something is a crime does not make it so. The government regularly establishes its own crime rate statistics based on what it calls a crime. And then you are supposed to support policies to combat crime, regardless of the cost, due to the terrible crime problem. Is there really a crime problem, or does the belief that there is a crime problem serve the interests of the government? We are told there is a terrible drug problem. How do you know it's true? You have been taught that drugs are bad unless the federal government's Food and Drug Administration has approved them. There are many treatments for diseases such as AIDS and cancer, treatments that have saved lives. But without FDA approval, you are told that these treatments are bad. Yet thousands of people have been cured of cancer, Alzheimer's, and even AIDS using alternative medicine and natural processes that have not been approved by the FDA. Have you ever heard of prohibition? When the government couldn't successfully turn an entire generation of alcohol drinkers into criminals, it did it with a future generation, using marijuana, cocaine, and similar mind-altering substances. But the truth is, there is no drug problem. The only problem arises when a drug addict steals or murders in order to support his habit. If we were to punish people who commit crimes, such as murder and burglary, there would be no need to regulate the law-abiding citizen who chooses to use drugs but doesn't hurt anybody else in the process. Is there really a drug problem? Or does the belief that there is a drug problem serve the interests of the government? We are told there is a terrible immigration problem. How do you know it's true? You have been taught that illegal immigrants are taking jobs away from Americans. In reality, it is not immigration that is causing the problem. We are all immigrants of a sort. It is the federal government by taking your property and giving it to immigrants on welfare. If I want to give to someone less fortunate than I do not need the government to conduct the transaction for me. If everyone emigrating to America contributed to our economic growth, if immigrants started farms, ranches, grew food, spent money in America, would any of you object? Probably not. It is only because the federal government gives these people your property, your money, that any problem even exists. Is there really an immigration problem, or does the belief that there is an immigration problem serve the interests of the government? We are told that there is a serious problem with terrorism and counterfeiting in America. How do you know it's true? The actual impact of counterfeiting on the American economy amounts to a tiny fraction of 1% of the total economy. It is not the serious problem about which we have been told. Also, there is ample evidence to suggest that the federal government has been involved, in whole or in part, in every major so-called terrorist attack in America over the last 40 years, including 9/11. Beware. The federal government will use terrorism and counterfeiting as excuses to justify implementation of extreme measures designed to further control your lives. Do we really have a terrible problem with terrorism and counterfeiting? One that justifies surrendering our liberties? Or does the belief that there are terrible terrorism and counterfeiting problems serve the interests of the government? When is your birthday? How do you know? The truth is, you can't know. You were told by a relative or read it on a birth certificate, and you believed it to be true. It probably is, but you can't know it. Well, what about the information you receive from the media, which is unquestionably controlled by the government? How do you know it is true? Actually, you don't. So why do you make decisions that drastically affect your life based solely on your belief in the accuracy of information designed to train you to think a certain way? The next time you hear of a poll or study or the results of some commission, the next time you hear from the so-called experts about anything at all, ask yourself, how do I know that it's true? You may discover that you have your own independent thoughts on the subject. You may learn that you are far more capable at running your life than a handful of politicians, lawyers, bureaucrats, and scientists whose agenda includes one world government and sacrificing personal sovereignty, and always for the greater good. Ask yourself, how do I know that it's true? You may discover what it means to be an American. You may discover what it means to be free. This is Brent Johnson, and that's the way I see it.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Voice of Freedom. Opinions expressed are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of Truth and Freedom Radio Networks, Freedom Broadcast Group, Incorporated, or our sponsors. For more information about your freedoms and liberties, or to contact Brent, just log on to our website at www.freedomradio.us or call 1-888-385-3733. Join us next time for another lesson in liberty on The Voice of Freedom.